This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Well, did you know that nearly two-thirds of all meteorites discovered on the Earth are found in Antarctica?
That's weird.
When they explain it, it kind of makes some sense. Of course, Antarctica is basically an empty white sheet, making meteorites pretty easy to spot, and it's entirely populated by scientists. Kind of makes it more logical that you would probably find them there. You know, there's guys that hunt these things all over the Midwest and probably in different parts all over the world because you can sell them and they're pretty expensive. A lot more of them hit the Earth than you're aware of. It's just you can't find them. But if they drop down in the middle of an open white plain,
easier to find.
Holes in the ground, et cetera, right?
I wonder what your chances are of getting hit by one of those.
Oh, by a meteorite?
Yeah.
Probably lightning. Same thing as lightning,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Let me look.
I don't know if anybody's ever actually been hit.
Actually, it's probably less than lightning.
But I know that they've gone through houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Or bounced off. I don't know if they have enough mass to, when they finally get to the ground. They are quite heavy. But they are quite heavy, the more I think about it. Ronald Reagan, former president of the United States, was a lifeguard in high school. He is credited with saving 77 people from drowning.
Okay. That seems excessive.
Seems like a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, are you getting credit for a...
Were these at a pool or like a river, you know?
I mean...
Well, I don't know.
Could anybody have pulled these people out?
You look at...
1 in 700,000 chances, according to...
1 in 700,000? That's actually...
1 in 100.
That's better than I thought it would.
Yeah, according to National Geographic.
All right. And you're talking about getting hit by a meteorite.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan got his degree in cultural geography. You know what his fallback plan was?
No.
He was going to become a weatherman after his basketball career was done.
Wow.
That's what he was planning to do.
Wow. Yeah.
Got his degree in cultural geography from the University of North Carolina because his backup plan after basketball was to be a weatherman.
Yeah.
Not bad. The author who wrote The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, which was famously made into a film, Humphrey Bogart, you know, years and years ago, something my mother would have watched. It was a German guy named B. Traven, but that was only his pen name, and nobody knows who the real writer is.
Really?
Only the pen name exists.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Finally, this. The math problem that Matt Damon solves in the movie Good Will Hunting is not actually very hard, according to a mathematician from Cambridge. Even someone who wasn't a mathematician could probably solve it. That's fascinating.
Man.
I know that I could not.
No. Yeah, me either. I'd be out on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Although I did see last week, probably Thursday or Friday in the overnight news, they had two high school girls solved a math problem that had existed since, like, ancient Egypt.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It had something to do with right angles. I don't remember what the crux of it was, but they were trying to explain it to a reporter. And, you know, eyes glazing over because you don't track. And they know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, it was on CBS Sunday Morning. That's what it was.